Welcome. You are listening to a recording provided for the use of the blind and print impaired. Materials or items read on AIRS LA are the copyright property of the original authors and publishers. No unauthorized use or duplication is permitted.
Today's articles are from the January-February edition 2025. The Speckled Beauty. The Sun Sets on an Awfully Good Dog by Rick Brack. Cabin's front porch faces west. Every day at sunset, every single day, an old woman and a sick dog sat side by side and watched as the light faded. And she would sing, "Life's evening sun is sinking low, a few more days and we must go, to meet the deeds that we have done, where there will be no setting sun." The once great and terrible dog that she had named Speckled Beauty watched the angled rays of light through the hickory trees and dozed in a hard, mean, wicked world. It was a perfect and wonderful thing. "Do you want to go in now, baby?" she would ask, but he would not move yet. Speck always got two songs. Always. "You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you." And then she would put one hand on his fine, broad head. "Please don't take my sunshine away." They would rise in a single motion and go back in the house to watch the weather. Old women and old dogs tend to care about things like that. She would say over and over that he was her dog, and he would beat his tail against the floor. Every half hour, he got a snack. Some kind of people food. He was very fond of chicken. "Rick thinks you're his dog," she would whisper. "But we know." At her bedtime, after she closed her eyes, he would follow me down the stairs, where he curled up on the floor at the foot of my bed. I went to sleep listening to him breathe in the dark. After being ill with cancer for many months, Speck died late last year. It has taken me this long to finally come to grips with it, without crying like a small child, and to put his ending into words. I didn't want to do it at all, but my mother told me that I should, because he was more like a person than a pet, and you don't just let your loved ones vanish from this world without ceremony. She has faced up to so much death and pain in her later life. Young people might have crumpled. Old folks just keep going. That dog gave her joy. "I don't know what I will do now," she said, "but I know she will endure." It's odd, though. He had seen most of his days, an awful dog. He was so spectacular at being bad that I wrote a book about him, The Speckled Beauty. He bit me 19 times. He was a herding breed, a brilliant Australian shepherd, gone bad. So he knew exactly what he was doing. But to my mother, he was gentle, like he understood everything. It occurred to me as we buried him that I didn't know where he ever came from or how old he was. I found him 7 years ago starving on a ridgeline, and I didn't even want a dog. Now he sleeps under the trees in the pasture, in the most beautiful spot on this beautiful land. He is the last dog we will ever have. People say, "Nah, you'll get another one someday." But we won't. I am too tired and heartsick to try to make them understand. There is just such a hollow place here. But it is kind of a sacred thing. In the evening, when the sun sinks into the trees, without a word. Making Kitchen Magic. Georgia TikTok star Hannah Taylor cooks from the heart and never holds back, by Josh Miller. With her unruly mane of curly hair, flour-dusted clothes, and South Georgia accent, Hannah Taylor is a hoot and a half. Sharing recipes from her home with a colorful cast of family and pets, in the background, Lily Lou Tay, as she's known on TikTok and Instagram, has captured the admiration of around 1.5 million followers. And it's growing. They're from all over the world. With her down-home dishes, casual measurements, and playful spirit, when I'm in the kitchen cooking, that's my time, she says. In that moment, I feel like a queen. When I'm in my robe and I've got flour all over me and I'm jamming out, that's when I feel invincible. Taylor first made a name for herself when she baked bread from scratch and shared it on TikTok. That really caught some steam, she says. It just exploded. And since then, followers have come in droves, flooding her feed with comments, praising her cakes, casseroles, pies, and buns. The majority of the things I cook are in cast iron, she says. She used her trusty pan for the sweet potato skillet biscuits recipe to follow. Taylor often includes her husband and favorite taste tester, James, in her videos. He's so grateful, uplifting, and encouraging, she says. It does something to my heart. And it's so beautiful that I'm documenting it for my kids to see. One day, her children will appreciate her virtual scrapbook. But for now, there are hundreds of thousands of fans liking her real-life recipes. I think people relate to the chaos in my house, she says with a laugh. Empathy and authenticity aside, it's her mischievous nature that seems to resonate with folks. I love drawing outside the lines, she says. Play with your food like a kid would. It don't matter if it's all over the floor. If I'm always going to be in the kitchen, I might as well make it fun. Sweet potato skillet biscuits. As much as we love Taylor's loose hand with measuring ingredients, our test kitchen professionals have provided precise instructions here for those who appreciate a little extra support when it comes to baking. Active 15 minutes, total 45 minutes, makes 8. 3 cups all-purpose flour. 1/4 cup packed light brown sugar. 1 tablespoon baking powder. 1 tablespoon ground cinnamon. 1 teaspoon kosher salt. 1/2 teaspoon baking soda. 1/4 teaspoon cayenne pepper, plus an extra pinch if you're sexy, as Taylor likes to say. 1/2 cup plus 2 tablespoons cold unsalted butter, divided. 1 cup cold buttermilk. 1 cup cooled mashed sweet potatoes from 2 sweet potatoes. 1/2 cup chopped pecans. 1 cup powdered sugar. 2/3 tablespoon whole milk. Step 1. Preheat the oven to 400 degrees Fahrenheit. Stir together flour, brown sugar, baking powder, cinnamon, salt, baking soda, and cayenne pepper in a large bowl until combined. Using 2 forks, cut in 1/2 cup of the cold butter until the mixture is crumbly. Stir in the buttermilk, mashed sweet potatoes, and chopped pecans until the ingredients are well combined. It'll be thick and doughy, according to Taylor. Step 2. Using a 1/2 cup measuring cup, drop the biscuit dough into a large cast iron skillet. Bake in a preheated oven until lightly golden and cooked through, about 30 minutes. Step 3. While the biscuits bake, melt the remaining 2 tablespoons butter. Whisk it together with powdered sugar and 2 tablespoons of the milk in a small bowl until smooth. Whisk in the remaining 1 tablespoon milk, if needed. Then drizzle the glaze over the warm biscuits. Soups for the soul. Cookbook author Yvette Zuniga Jemison's Mex-Tex Recipes Will Warm You to the Bone by Josh Miller. If the term Tex-Mex conjures up images of platters of sizzling fajitas at your favorite cantina, you're not alone. But South Texas-born food writer and photographer Yvette Zuniga Jemison says there's a bigger story behind those familiar menu items. There are huge heated discussions about Tex-Mex and Mexican foods not being the same. True Tex-Mex cuisine comes from the people of Mexican descent using American products and incorporating them with old-world Mexican techniques. We should be calling it Mex-Tex. Growing up in the border town of Far, Texas, Jemison was raised to appreciate making meals as a collaborative communal practice. I was always in the kitchen with my grandmothers and mother, she says. Cooking has always been part of our lives. It's not, are you going to cook or not? Everyone's involved in some way. In addition to sharing recipes via her award-winning cookbook, My South Texas Kitchen, she teaches classes to introduce people to dishes such as sopa de fideo, soup with short vermicelli-style noodles, and albondigas de camarón, tender shrimp meatballs, simmered in a thick tomato-based stew. I love seeing the excitement when they discover something so new and different, Jemison says. Frijoles de olla. This South Texas staple can be prepared in various cooking vessels, from an olla de barro clay pot, like the ones that my grandmother's used, to the slow cooker my mother has, says Jemison, who prefers a pressure cooker because it's faster. Active 45 minutes, total 2 hours, 15 minutes, serves 8. 4 bacon slices chopped, 1 yellow onion sliced, 1 pound dried pinto beans rinsed, 2 tablespoons olive oil, 2 tablespoons chili powder, 1 tablespoon minced garlic, 2 teaspoons kosher salt, 1 teaspoon ground cumin, 1 teaspoon black pepper, 1 cup chopped fresh cilantro, divided, avocado slices, pico de gallo, and radish slices. Step 1. Select sauté setting on a programmable pressure multi-cooker, such as an Instant Pot. Times and instructions and settings may vary among brands or models. Let it preheat 2 minutes. Add the bacon. Cook, stirring occasionally, until the fat is rendered, about 10 minutes. Add the onion. Cook, stirring occasionally until softened, about 6 minutes. Press cancel. Step 2. Add 6 cups water, the beans, olive oil, chili powder, garlic, salt, cumin, pepper, and half of the cilantro to the cooker, then stir to combine. Step 3. Cover the cooker with the lid, lock in place, turn steam release handle to sealing position. Select high setting for 1 hour and 15 minutes. Let the pressure release naturally for 30 minutes. Carefully turn the steam release handle to venting position and let the steam fully escape. The float valve will drop. Step 4. Remove the lid from the cooker and stir in remaining cilantro. Serve topped with avocado slices, pico de gallo, and radish slices. Sopa de fideo. The aroma of garlic and cumin in a tomato broth immediately transports me to my grandmother's kitchen, Jemison says. This easy-to-prepare sopa is filled with beef and noodles, fideo, and is sure to warm you on a chilly day. Active 25 minutes, total 45 minutes, serves 8. 3 tablespoons olive oil, 1 7-ounce package fideo noodles, broken if they are in nest, 1 pound 80-20 ground beef, 1 russet potato scrubbed and diced, about 2 1/2 cups, 1 cup finely chopped yellow onion from 1 small onion, 3/4 cup sliced green pepper from 1 small bell pepper, 1 15-ounce can tomato sauce, 1/2 cup chopped fresh cilantro, plus more for garnish. 4 garlic cloves minced, about 1 tablespoon. 3 tablespoons chicken bouillon granules. 1 teaspoon ground cumin. 1/2 teaspoon black pepper. 8 cups hot water. Step 1. Heat the oil in a large Dutch oven over medium high. Add the fideo noodles. Cook, stirring often until the noodles are toasted, about 5 minutes. Transfer to a large bowl until ready to use. Step 2. Return the Dutch oven to medium-high. Add the ground beef and cook, stirring often until browned, about 7 minutes. Add the potato, onion, and bell pepper. Cook, stirring constantly until softened, 2 to 3 minutes. Step 3. Add the tomato sauce, cilantro, garlic, bouillon granules, cumin, and black pepper, then stir to combine. Add hot water. Increase the heat to high and bring to a boil. Add the toasted noodles and return to a boil. Reduce the heat to medium-low, cover and simmer, stirring occasionally until the noodles and the potato are tender, about 15 minutes. Garnish with more cilantro. Sopa de lentejas. Folks across the globe lean on lentils to add heartiness to soups and stews. Here, the combination of bacon, cumin, and chili powder perks up the earthy legumes with smoky, savory flavor. Active 30 minutes, total 1 hour 15 minutes, serves 8. 1 1/2 pounds bacon, chopped, about 4 cups. 2 cups chopped plum tomatoes, 3 large. 1 cup sliced green onions, plus more for garnish. 2 1/2 cups dried brown lentils. 2 tablespoons chicken bouillon granules. 2 teaspoons ground cumin. 2 tablespoons chili powder. 1 teaspoon black pepper. Step 1. Cook the bacon in a stock pot over medium high, stirring occasionally until crispy, about 18 minutes. Add the tomatoes and green onions. Cook, stirring often until tender, about 2 minutes. Stir in the lentils, bouillon granules, cumin, chili powder, and pepper. Step 2. Stir in 10 cups water. Bring to a boil over high, and then immediately reduce the heat to medium-low. Cover and simmer until the lentils are tender, about 25 minutes. Turn off the heat. Let the soup stand covered for 15 minutes.
We have come to the end of our program. I'm Joyce Davis, and I will be back soon.